Interlude. The Annihilator. Eliodi stands on the bridge, regarding their target.
It must be quite a surprise,
Xi thinks, watching the Corellian CR-90 ahead of them buck and shudder as the tractor beam lashes it.
Poor fools. Don't know what's coming.
They think it's the Empire. And why wouldn't they? A super star destroyer cuts through space like a sword tip, its shadow falling over your ship. Well, traditionally, that meant one thing. You were getting boarded. You were now guests of the Empire. You are no longer free people. Xi knows that sensation. Eliodi belonged to the Empire once, in a way. But those days are gone.
And we are not the Empire.
Forming an Empire is quite different from the Empire, after all. Eliodi looks over at her second, an Amwati, Shishu, his spindly fingers running through the crown of feathers atop his head. Xi asks him,
"Remind me again what we're looking at,
"La Starfall," he says. "Senatorial ambassador on board, Teodor Emshwa."
Eliodi hums.
And also remind me why we are picking a fight with the New Republic so soon.
The pirate's head is full of details and data, rife with debts and assets, thick with the names of those who betrayed Shur. Eliodi is trying to seize an opportunity here. The slow death of the Empire and the rise of the revivified Republic leaves pirates and criminals such as Jurself scrambling for a foothold. But Eliodi doesn't just want a foothold. Xi wants the whole mountain.
This seems unwise. And one hopes that here the juice is worth the squeeze?
It is,
Shishu says, nodding.
They are on a mission to Ithor, hoping to, seduce them into joining the New Republic. As part of the seduction, they bring with them a ship full of wonders, reclaimed Ithorian artifacts, but also food, meds, and a bounty of tech. It would give our flotilla quite the edge. Even here, we stole this ship, but we still need to keep it stocked.
Good, good. And the ship is properly subdued?
It is.
Calm array?
Pride like a Shara bread.
No mistakes. Not like last time. The Rangs almost had us because someone forgot to seal the breaching airlock.
It is all handled.
Then, let us plunder.
The destroyer draws the corvette into its belly. Eliodi moves into place along with the others. They move to breach, and Xi stands just behind a pair of weak-weight pirates with arc lancers. As they burn a searing line around the edges of the door, Eliodi does a few vocal exercises and practices the speech in your head. Xi pops her knuckles and rolls her neck. And then it is done. The door is opened. The way is clear. Eliodi gives the nod. The two pirates storm in, flinging flash grenades. They go off, filling the channel ahead with pulsing white light. Xi stands aside as more of her crew rushes in. From the entranceway come the sounds of yelling, crying. Another flash detonator going off. Eliodi hums a song in tune with the universe, hands behind your back, eyes shut tight, waiting, meditating. The pirate ruler does not know how long this lasts. Eventually, though, Vinthar gently pats your arm.
It is time,
the reptilian says.
The captives are secure. The ship is at peace. Your presence is required.
He hands Eliodi a long Baroque staff. Xi also takes from him a vocoder, which Xi secures around her throat like a choker necklace.
It is time, indeed,
she thinks. Vinthar steps onto the ship. From back here, Eliodi hears his speech, a speech she wrote.
"Greetings,"
he says, his voice deep and resonant, as if the reptilian creature is stepping out onto a stage to address an eager audience. The lizard announces,
"I am Vinthar, the Sarkhan of Eggbrood Shahsinazar, and I welcome you to this unscheduled boarding, friends of the spaceship designated Starfall. I envy you today for the blessing you are about to receive as you are poised ineluctably to meet His Highness, her glory, his wonder, her luminous magnificence, the Pigaroon, the Plunderer, the pirate ruler of wild space, the glorious knave, Eliodi Maracavagna."
Showtime. As Vinthar presses himself against the hallway wall with a deferential swoop, Eliodi strolls onto the ship with a long-legged stride. Chin up, eyes down.
"Project confidence. You one day rule this galaxy."
She eases your shoulder forward, and a cape of chromatic scale falls over half your front, shimmering as a wave of colors sweep across it like a turning tide. Eliodi takes the staff she's holding and taps it twice against the ground. A swooping scythe blade snaps open. The blade thrums and crackles with reds and blue energy. An electro scythe. She regards those bound before her with golden eyes. These people are frightened of what is happening. Good. You should be. Now it is time to soothe their fear. A balm to salve the sting. The vocoder mutates your voice as she speaks. Your words are loud and alive, vibrating with a deep intensity. The voice that emerges is velvety and rich, and Eliodi can feel it all the way down at the ends of your fingertips. She hopes they can, too.
"I am Eliodi Maracavagna, child of Dar Shaddaa, and captain of the Superstar Destroyer Annihilator."
Though here, she pauses and looks up to the ceiling as if reconsidering.
"I don't anticipate keeping that name, the Annihilator. Too final. Too murdery. Not really my flavor."
The pirate's hand fritters in the air like a fluttering moth.
"As such, you may relax. If none of you try to kill me today, I will kill none of you. Such is our bargain. I will be taking your ship to join my fleet. Our sovereignty requires vessels like this and the cargo it carries. But I am no murderer. And certainly no slaver. And so you are free to step to the nearest escape pod and begone."
Vinthar steps in the front and thrusts a claw-tipped finger in the air.
"But,"
he announces.
"But,"
Eliodi continues,
"while I will not press any of you into service, I will make the offer. Join me. Come aboard our stolen destroyer. Live the life of a pirate. Enjoy a life of spoils and riches. Be greedy. Be self-interested. Life is far too short for all this."
She makes a sour face.
"New Republic nonsense. Do you really believe your precious foundling government will save the galaxy? Please, I think not. I am a precious realist. What you get in this lifetime is purely the result of what you take. Come with me. Come to my nation. Become part of my fleet. Join my sovereign space. Enjoy the freedom that comes with taking whatever you want, whatever you can get, whenever the chance.
Anyone? Anyone at all.
Someone will take the offer. Someone always takes the offer. This time, the taker surprises Eliodi. There, against the wall, is a young woman. A girl, really. Plain as dirt. Plain as space. Nothing exceptional but for the fire in her eyes. She stands up, pulling away from a woman who Eliodi suspects is the girl's mother, or at least her guardian. The woman cries out,
"Contessa, sit down!"
"I hate Chandrilla!"
the girl snaps. Her voice shakes, but there's metal in there. It warms Eliodi. The confidence, the selfishness. Good.
"It's dull! I want adventure! I want a life! I don't want to be cloistered anymore."
"Yes, girl. That's it. Be who you want to be."
Eliodi's growing pirate kingdom out there in wild space is all about the sovereignty of the self. The woman pleads, of course.
"No, Contessa!"
But Eliodi shushes the woman.
"Let her be, woman. Are you her mother?"
Reluctantly, with spite shining in her eyes, the woman nods.
"Yes."
"The girl has made a decision. Respect it."
The woman swallows.
"Then I will come too."
"Mom,"
Cartessa says. Eliodi pulls the girl close.
"Let her come. But she will govern you no more, Cartessa. The mother will find her way, and the daughter will find hers. Anyone else?"
No takers.
"Anyone at all?"
"Fine." Eliodi grins and says,
"Then enjoy your intrepid escape pod journey, one and all. Thank you for the ship and your supplies. I have been Eliodi Morakavagna. It has been your pleasure."
With a flourish of the cape, she turns and heads back through the airlock. The girl, Cartessa, follows close behind. A small smile tugs at her cheeks, even as her mother weeps. Eliodi's own empire grows once more.